From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to have you there by the radio today on this Friday as we continue our study and complete our study on four biblical definites from Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. You know, as we study the Bible, we thank the Lord that there are many definites in the Word of God in light of the fact that in our lives there are many indefinites. We never know what the next minute or the next second is going to bring. But with God, there are many definites. His Word is definite. His holiness is definite. His expectations are definite. His plans are definite. His rewards and judgments are definite. And we could go on and on. But in this passage of Scripture that we've been studying this week, which is Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28, we see four of God's definites that I think we need to study, learn, understand, because they are both an encouragement as well as a warning. And we've looked at three of those definites so far this week, and the Lord willing today, we'll look at the final one. Notice Hebrews chapter 9, verses 27 and 28. Where the Word of God says, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that looked for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." Do you see those four definites? Now, if you've been with us throughout the course of the week, you'll say, "Yes, Pastor Gary, I see them." Well, I trust that you do. And if you've not been with me throughout the course of this week, let me identify them. First of all, there is the definite appointment. It's the appointment of death. It says in verse 27a, "And as it is appointed unto men once to die." Secondly, there is the definite appointment of judgment. The definite appointment of judgment. It says, "But after this, the judgment." And that judgment there refers to the great white throne judgment, where those who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ will stand face to face with him, and because their names are not written in the Lamb's Book of Life, they will be cast into the eternal lake of fire. Thirdly, there is the definite sacrifice, and that's the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus for the sins of the world, where it says in verse 28, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many." Thank the Lord that he died for the sins of the whole world. But finally, today, we're going to note a fourth biblical definite in this passage, and that is that there is the definite appearing. The definite appearing. Again, verse 28 of Hebrews 9 says, "So Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation." He shall appear the second time without sin unto salvation. You know, it's interesting that that word look that we have here in verse 28 has a great significance to it. Notice it. You might want to mark it there in your Bible. It says, "And unto them that look for him." That word look sometimes is translated wait, and it means to await or to expect eagerly. To await or expect eagerly. I mean, it means to look forward to something that you definitely know is going to happen. In this case, it's the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, when I was a child growing up, I loved my grandparents, and I had a great relationship with my grandparents. In fact, I knew six out of the eight of my great-grandparents and all four of my grandparents. I think that's quite unusual, but nevertheless, that is the case. And One set of my grandparents lived right beside of us, but the other set of my grandparents lived a distance away from us. And you know, when I knew that they were going to come and visit us, I got excited, I got anxious, and I could not wait for them to come. Well, that's how you and I as Christians ought to be as it relates to the Lord Jesus Christ. He is coming again. We are excited about that. We are looking forward to that. And that's what this passage has in mind when it says, unto them that look for him, that is, those who await or expect his coming eagerly, shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. Beloved, Jesus Christ is coming again. He really is. Now, that's a definite thing. Now, what is indefinite about it is that we don't know when it's going to happen. Only God the Father knows that. It's been 2,000 years since Jesus Christ descended up into heaven. And the very day that he ascended up into heaven, it was announced that he was going to come again. You're familiar with that passage of scripture back in the book of the Acts, are you not? As the disciples and believers in Christ stood around and watched him ascend up into heaven, it says this in verse 9 of Acts 1, and when he had spoken these things, talking about the fact that he gave the Great Commission, it says, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by him in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And so the very instant that Jesus Christ went back into heaven, it was promised that he would come again, and he is going to come again. And those of us who are born again believers anticipate it. We look forward to it. In fact, the reason why I have been saying for, nigh under 40 years now, keep looking up, is that as believers, we are to be looking for the return of Christ. That's not just some kind of a secular phrase that I use. There was a man in the church that I pastored back in the 70s. His name was Charlie Kreitz, and he wore a big badge that said, keep looking up. And we referred to him as Keep Looking Up Charlie. And since those days, I have been using that phrase myself, keep looking up, which is a challenge to be watching and to be ready and to be waiting for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us in Titus chapter 2 and verse 13 that we are to be looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. The blessed hope refers to the rapture. The glorious appearing there in Titus 2:13 refers to the time after the great tribulation period when Jesus Christ will come to establish his kingdom on earth. But the fact of the matter is, right now, this very moment, we are to be looking for the blessed hope. We are to be looking for the rapture. It could happen even before this broadcast leaves the air. And can I hear somebody say, amen? Even so come, Lord Jesus. I can believe I hear many of you saying that. But again, look at Hebrews 9:28. It says, so Christ was once offered to bear the sins of many, and unto them that look for him shall he appear the second time without sin unto salvation. You see, at Christ's first coming, he dealt with sin on the cross. We talked about that yesterday. He offered himself as a sacrifice for sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Jesus Christ bore all of our sin in his body on that cross. And that was the offering that he rendered that we talked about yesterday. And once that offering was rendered, it was offered once and for all. He never has to offer it again because it's an eternal sacrifice. And that's what Jesus Christ did during his first coming to the earth. But when he comes the second time, it will be without sin unto salvation. What does that mean? It means that when Jesus comes again, he's not going to go back to the cross. No. That's once and for all, once and done. But when he comes again, he will come for salvation. What does that mean? It means the ultimate salvation in the sense of taking believers home to be with him in heaven. And, you know, that's what we're looking forward to. You see, salvation is the deliverance from sin, its power, its penalty, and its presence. When we trust Jesus Christ as Savior, we are delivered from the power of sin. Praise the Lord for that. And we are delivered from the penalty of sin. Praise the Lord for that. But you see, we will only be delivered from the presence of sin when Jesus Christ comes back to get us in the rapture. And that's what it means here when it says that that he will come to those who look for him. He will appear the second time without sin unto salvation. He will take us right into his presence, as right now we are waiting for him. We are expecting the rapture eagerly. And that is a definite. And so in Hebrews 9, 27 and 28, we have a rich text. It tells us there that there is a definite appointment. It's the appointment of death to all. There is the definite judgment. That is the great white throne judgment. There is the definite sacrifice, which is the offering of Christ. And there is the definite appearing, the second coming of Christ, the first stage of which is the rapture. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Well, there's only one way to be ready to meet the Lord, and that is to be born again. And so in light of our teaching this week, I encourage you to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. Serve Jesus Christ as your personal Lord. Praise Jesus Christ as your eternal God. And then anticipate Jesus Christ as your coming Redeemer in light of these four definites in Hebrews 9, 27 and 28. Well, thank you for joining us today and this week. Have a great weekend. Go to church on Sunday, and then the Lord willing, we'll be back with you again on Monday for another edition of The Living Truth. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.